Welcome to episode 51 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. We are past the halfway to 100 mark. If you guys have not listened to episode 50, I would highly recommend going and give it a listen. I was joined by Miller Football and the Geek Slaves as we did a hot take roundtable. Basically went around, each gave two hot takes and argued about them for this upcoming NFL season. It's going to be an awesome time to listen to, and I really had a lot of fun recording it. So if you have not listened to that episode, I recommend going to check that one out. But in today's episode, we have a little bit of a mailbag kind of thing. I tweeted out for people to just drop some sports questions, tagged a bunch of my mutuals to get questions, and I got a buttload of responses. So that is what this podcast episode is going to entail, is me answering those questions. There'll be another podcast episode dropping this Friday at noon Eastern, just like this one dropped at noon Eastern today. And yeah, I think that's all I got to say, except remember, as you guys heard in the ad, if you're trying to start a podcast, be sure to check out Anchor by Spotify, anchor.fm on your desktop or laptop, or go to the Google Play Store or the App Store and download the Anchor app if you want to get started. Enough of me talking. Let's get right into it. All right. I'm just going to go top to bottom with the replies here. Starting with my man, the Geek Slays. He's got three questions in one tweet, in one reply. He's even got more. This is going to be awesome. The first question in this one reply is, what surprise NBA team could make a deep playoff run? And here's my answer. I think it could be the Atlanta Hawks. Now, hear me out on this. I think that the Hawks are really freaking good. The Hawks, they're not like as deep as a lot of teams that you would want to contend. But you have to understand that this is going to be a team that just last year, made the Eastern Conference Finals with just Trae Young. And now they added DeJounte Murray, which is wild to me. Okay, I'm just surprised that the Spurs even traded away DeJounte, especially for like the little return they got. I really do think that the Hawks are a contender in the East, kind of a sleeper contender because not a lot of people are talking about them. I think they could really contend for the Eastern Conference. And deep playoff run does not mean they're making the finals or winning the finals. So if I had to pick one sleeper team for that, it would probably be Atlanta, because all the other teams you name are pretty obvious ones. Like, oh, the Timberwolves, who now have like a potential four All-Stars if like D'Lo and Cat and like Anthony Edwards is an All-Star, and Gobert is probably going to be an All-Star just because he's so good defensively. Like, you can say them because they didn't make the deepest playoff run last year, but like, they're not really that like sleeper team that we're looking for. Like the Grizzlies, like they almost made the Western Conference Finals last year. The Mavericks, they already made the Western Conference Finals, like a bunch of those teams. And I think there's teams you could say like that are like kind of so too far off. I do think the Raptors are an interesting team. I'm a Raptors fan. I'm not just saying this because I'm a Raptors fan. But I do think that they do have the tools and the assets and the scheme and the coaching to make a deep playoff run. And I honestly think if they hadn't have run into Embiid in the first round last year, they would have had a chance of making a deeper run last year. So that is my thoughts on that one. All-time favorite Vikings players is his next question. Here's the thing, man. Here is the thing. I'm a Packers fan. Hate the Vikings with a passion, but I do have a few guys. Randy Moss, Adrian Peterson, and probably technically Brett Favre. I love Brett Favre, but mainly in their career Vikings players, probably like, I don't know. You guys remember Brian Robinson or Brian Robeson or whatever his name is? I liked him a lot because he hosted this one show on the Vikings YouTube channel where he would like ask like icebreaker questions, like to the players in the locker room, like who would you want to date, your sister or whatever. That he was funny doing that, so I would probably say him. And why are the Timberwolves the best team in the West? This isn't even as crazy. He put three laughing emojis at the end of this because he's a Timberwolves fan, but this isn't even a crazy thing to say. They're probably not the best team in the West, and they probably won't end up being the best team in the West. But they like are one of the teams that has an argument. I think they're a title contender. I really do. If Cat can figure out the four, if Gobert can at least not just not be a liability on offense, if Anthony Edwards takes the next step, which he's already been doing, if he just continues to get better, he's just going to turn into a superstar. D'Lo's really, I think, underrated, and I think he's a really good piece. And if he's your like third scoring option behind Anthony Edwards and Cat, you like that a lot. The bench depth's a little iffy after losing Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley and everybody. But I don't think that's going to hurt them too much. I don't think they're the best team in the West, but There is an argument. There would be an argument for that. But moving on to Mr. Steven Taco at NFL Steven on Twitter and TikTok. I'm going to go follow him. It's one of my boys. You have a super team, but you have to have a backup, a quarterback. Which backup are you taking? I'm assuming he means current. Also, I would just say Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's tough. I had to think about this quite a bit. But I think right now, and I'm still kind of like processing it in my head, I think right now it would probably be either, much as I hate to say it, Teddy Bridgewater, or I'm trying to think of guys. A super team right now had to have a backup. This is an interesting question. Let's think of backups here. Maybe like Nick Foles. Like, Nick Foles is fine. Won a Super Bowl. Yeah, Nick Foles and Teddy Bridgewater. We'll say those two guys. David Miller, he's got a couple on here, but his first one that I'm seeing right now is call you out for his Patterson is greater than Hester / Hester isn't a Hall of Famer take. I will not call him out because he is right. Mr. Theo Ash, I don't know if he's serious, but I can kind of see where he's coming from. For those of you who don't know, Theo kind of took to Twitter recently because there's been a big debate about whether or not Devin Hester's a Hall of Famer. And Theo kind of compared stats between Patterson and Hester when it comes to like returning the football, which is what Hester would be making the Hall of Fame for, is returning the football. And Patterson's better in every stat, pretty much. So, what does it come down to? Like, say that Devin Hester's better is the eye test. Patterson's really good, and he gets, like, those touchdown returns, but, like, Hester's electric. Really, really good. So, here's the thing. I'm not going to call him out because I do see the argument, and I see it more and more as he talks about it. Like, I really, really see it. So, I don't know. I don't hate this one, but I think Hester should be the Hall of Famer, but I don't like necessarily disagree with the Patterson thing. Moving on, we got Zeb. I was one of my Twitter mutuals. Says, what is your top 10 MVP candidates for next year? Assuming talking about the NBA. Okay. No particular order, and I didn't write these down, so I'm going to try and do my best. Giannis, Luka, Trae Young. No particular order. Giannis, Luka, Trae Young, Embiid, Jokic. There's five. Durant, if he plays, I'm assuming he will, whoever he plays for. Then it gets kind of tough. I think Jason Tatum could be in the conversation. I think there's a world where he's like the most valuable player in the league. I really do. That's a big one. Maybe LeBron. I don't know. Maybe LeBron. But like, I don't know. Devin Booker, I think, could be definitely up there if Chris Paul continues to regress and he kind of carries the Suns. I think that could definitely happen. Trying to think. I need two more guys. I need to name two more guys here. I think could win MVP. I want to say Ant, but I don't think that his team's bad enough. Screw it. I'm going to say Anthony Edwards. I'm going to say... I'm thinking about LaMelo. I'm thinking about... man, this 10th one's tough. Who to put here. I'm going to say DeMar. I'm going to say DeMar. He was in that conversation, I think. We'll say DeMar. So I didn't even write those down, so I don't even think I can say them again. But it's basically Durant, Luka, Jokic, Tatum, Trey, maybe LeBron, but maybe not really. Booker, Anthony Edwards, DeMar, and two other guys who I forget. But that's it. Also from Zeb, when did you first start watching the NBA and why? I first started watching the NBA, I believe, I want to say, when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. And why I started watching the NBA, I just wanted to watch a sport that wasn't football because I was a big football kid growing up. I basically was watching football from however long I can remember. My dad always had it on Sunday afternoons. So I wanted to expand it into other sports. My dad didn't like basketball, so I kind of like didn't have a team to piggyback off of him. So I chose the Raptors because my dad was a Blue Jays fan. They're from the same city. I'm also a Blue Jays fan. I wasn't at the time, I don't think. I don't think I cared about baseball at that point. But like I said, I was about 6 or 7. I liked the Raptors' colors and their logo. I liked some of the players who were there at that point. That would have been like 2009, 2010. I didn't get serious about the NBA until maybe I was like in high school. That's when I first started like seriously paying attention to it. But like the first year was 2019. When it was like probably the first year I like was heavy, deep into basketball. So about 3 years ago, the year they won the title was just happened to be the year that I started out like absolutely just diving into the team. They traded for Kawhi in the offseason. I was like, I want to watch this team. I want to see what they can do. So I watched like almost every regular season game that I could, and just kind of grew it to love the team and love the sport even more than I already did at that point. But like, yeah, like why I just wanted a sport that wasn't football, and I thought that the Raptors were a cool team to cheer for. I thought the basketball was a cool sport to watch, and that's kind of where that came from. Finishing off Zebs, who are your top three favorite Hawks players? He's a Hawks fan. I'm going to say it's Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and I'm going to throw kind of a wild card here. So I'm not just naming their starters. It's probably I like Clint Capella a lot. Let's say Clint Capella. Moving on, Parsons MVP narrative. My boy, another one of my Twitter mutuals. Who is your offensive player of the year for the 2022 NFL season? This one is kind of tough. It's kind of a hard thing to do. To predict, but I have a few candidates. Ja'Marr Chase is up there. Justin Jefferson's up there. Like my hot take during the offseason has been that Justin Jefferson's going to go for 2,000. If he does, that'll probably be Offensive Player of the Year. I think Cooper Kupp, his situation hasn't changed at all. If anything, the receiving corps around him got a little bit worse, so he's probably getting more target share. So maybe Cooper Kupp. Jonathan Taylor's going to be an option. I think Derrick Henry's going to be an option because Derrick Henry's going to come back and be a monster, I think. I don't think it'll be a quarterback, so like picking a candidate from each position. Wide receiver, I'd probably say Cooper Kupp or Ja'Marr Chase. Running back, it's probably Derrick Henry or Jonathan Taylor. And then tight end, I think Kyle Pitts is a sleeper pick because Kyle Pitts is so freaking good. Like, you have to understand that Kyle Pitts, like, this is just a generational talent. Oh, he hasn't scored a touchdown in America. He also caught, like, over 1,000 yards as a rookie, which, as a tight end, does not happen. You do not do that. But Kyle Pitts does. And Kyle Pitts is probably, he's the number one receiving option on his team. Not trying to praise who's throwing the football for the Falcons. I'm not trying to do that because it's awful. It's a bad situation for him. But I don't think that it's impossible for him to win Offensive Player of the Year because he might just go off for like 1,500 yards and like a buttload of touchdowns because he's so freaking good. He might break the tight end reception yards record. But yeah, I would say those are my guys. Today MVP at Gloomy Bulls Fan on Twitter. Who is better, Brandon Ingram, Jaylen Brown, or Pascal Siakam? I'm going to say right now, Brandon Ingram, Pascal Siakam, Jaylen Brown. And that might be considered a hot take because I'm a Raptors fan. But I think that does make me biased. I may be a little biased, but also it gives me a lot of credibility when it comes to Pascal because I've seen the dude play for so long. I've watched Pascal play for the Raptors since the day he took the court for the first time. I can tell you for a fact I watched his first game. Pascal Siakam is better than Jaylen Brown. I wholeheartedly will die on that hill. I will die on that hill. Brandon Ingram thinks the best there. I think Brandon Ingram's super underrated. There's a team, the Pelicans. To answer the first question about like the deep playoff run for a super NBA team, the Pelicans. Made the playoffs last year without Zion. Zion comes back healthy. It's him. It's McCollum. You know, I mean, they obviously have Jose Alvarado. They have Herb Jones. They have Brandon Ingram. That's a solid looking team. They could make a deep playoff run. I forgot about them. But Brandon Ingram's the best there. I think he's really underrated. One of the more underrated players in the league. One of the more underrated stars in the league. And then I just think Jalen Brown's kind of overrated, and Pascal Siakam's also underrated. I don't think Pascal's better than Brandon Ingram. I will stop my bias at some point. And that's to say that Brandon Ingram's better than Pascal. So, yeah, in order, Brandon Ingram, Pascal Siakam, Jalen Brown. If that was a start bench cut, that would be who I would do. And then the final question we got comes back from David Miller, Miller Football on Twitter. Who is winning the WNBA Finals? This is a cool question. Because, nobody asks about that when you, ask for these kind of things. And so, here's what I'm going to say. I don't watch or pay attention to the WNBA as much as I would like to. As someone who, I built myself on the brand that is Jake Talk Sports and not Jake Talk Sport. I want to be involved in every single mainstream sport. And the WNBA is a mainstream sport. Okay, I hate seeing, jokes about it. I hate seeing, I hate seeing like hate on it just because, you know, it's a WNBA. I get that it's sometimes funny to joke about that kind of stuff, and I'm not going to say that I've never done it, but I do think that it goes a little bit too far when it's like, when it's serious stuff, when you're actually saying it other than like just joking around. But at the same time, I don't want to get into that too heavily. My two picks are the Sky and the Aces or the Storm. I think the Chicago Sky are probably going to win it. I think they're really, really good. The Sun are right behind them at 25-11. The Mystics are right there at 22-14. But I really, really like the Sky this year. I do know a little bit about them because I lived in Chicago for college for a year. The city loves them, and they just play like ballers, dude. I think the Sky is probably going to win it. The Aces might be kind of fraudulent in the West. I think the Storm are actually kind of like better. They're four games back right now. But I think that the Storm could actually make a serious run at the final. So, if it's going to be an Eastern Conference team, then it's going to be the Sky. Western Conference team, it's going to be the Storm. And, yeah, that'll wrap up this part. And that will wrap up the episode. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. I just want to remind you guys very, very quickly to rate us and review us on Spotify if you haven't already. Because, first of all, it's free to do that, and you can give feedback. So I know what you guys want to see and what you guys don't want to see. If you guys want to see more of these mailbag-like episodes, this is the first time I've reached out for questions, and I got a buttload of answers. Like you said, I came up with almost 20-minute episode just answering questions from you guys. So if you want to see that kind of stuff again, make sure you make that known. Give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, whatever you can do on all the platforms you're listening to. Go ahead and do that to help grow the podcast. If you're looking for my other links, the link tree is going to be in the description of this episode on Spotify, or I think any platform it'll be in there. You just click my link tree, you'll find my podcast on all other platforms, my merchandise, my Patreon, my Discord, my Twitter, my YouTube, my TikTok, my whatever. Any platform you want to find me on, you will find it on that link tree. Go ahead and hit up those links in the description of this episode. Like I said, I love you guys, and we will see you in episode 52, which will be a banger. Trust me. See you guys then.